right on. Our words are spirit and they are life. They are powerful, and whatsoever we speak to has to listen to the command and the voice of Christ in us. You know, it has to listen, it has to obey, just like Jesus Christ with the winds, and just like our bodies, if it's healing, if it's a situation going on, we speak to it and it has to listen. And as long as our faith and our mind is in alignment with that, that's when we see the great change. We see the great signs, miracles and wonders. And I'll follow on from what you were sharing, you know, because you really inspired me, Annie, so thank you very much. And God is just so faithful. He is so faithful each and every day. He's the same yesterday, today and forever. And when our focus is in alignment with Him and we're listening to the right doctrine and the right words from God, and that doctrine is to be led by God, led by the Spirit of God, led in the way that God wants us to walk in, not going off to the left nor to the right, not focusing on anything, not even our situations, our lives, anything going on in the physical, but having our mind completely fixed on God, focused on God, and letting that Spirit energize us and direct us in every situation, we truly see the manifestation of heaven here on earth. You know, it's a true greatness of God and His glory through us. And you know, me and Danny, years ago, I remember we were listening to so many different people, we were doing so much, and we really thought that we were right on with God. We saw little things happen and we were getting blessed here and there, but we were truly tossed to and fro with so much wind of doctrine. And then over the last 3 years, we've understood the simplicity of walking by the Spirit. We don't have to have a PhD or a diploma or sit all these classes or all these things going on, but we just have to be born again and then let God energize us by that Spirit. Let Him lead us. And when we do that, when we let ourselves, when we resist ourselves, our flesh, and let God lead, then we see the transformation first in our lives, then we see it in others, people's lives. Then we see people come, someone shared it earlier, from darkness to light. We see people come from death to light. And the greatest thing that we can feed anybody is the Word of God. You know, that Word, that rhema Word that is flowing through us from God Himself. Not a Word that was spoken of 2,000 years ago. Even though it's great for our learning and it's great for us to understand the great and wonderful promises of God, but people need to hear the Word directed to their hearts from God today. And God is speaking. He's a living God. He is a God that is living and He is real and He is performing miracles all over the world. He is doing great healings, as we've heard from Carl Morton from testifying. And we've heard these great things, you know, that we can do the same works and as Jesus Christ and greater. And the way that we do that is we align our mind with God. We align our mind with that Holy Spirit and we let God lead us. We listen to that rhema word. We focus on the logic of God and we keep moving. And sometimes, like Danny shared it, we could do things in our day-to-day lives and it might not seem like it's very spiritual. To the traditions of man or to other religions, it seems like, well, they're not doing anything. Well, they're just working or they're just going about their day-to-day, or they're building a hut like Carl Morton, like a little house or whichever, you know. But it's God that's energizing us in every part of our lives. It's God that's energizing us and walking us through every situation. And when we're lifting our day to Him, when we're involving Him, when we're trusting Him, He is able to lead us into great and mighty paths. He's able to direct our steps. He's already preordained our steps. And He just wants us to walk in it. And the way that we walk in it is by communicating with Him. It's by not focusing on what this person's saying, that person's saying, or what's going on here or there. But it's focusing on what that Spirit is saying and being led in that. And really being focused where God wants us to connect You know, like you've heard the testimony of me and Danny. We asked God, where do you want us to connect? We were listening to 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 different people. And on online, it's difficult when we have online and we have all these different places, because you can get wandered here and there. But when God spoke through Lawrence to speak to us and say, ask God where you need to connect, and we ask God, our focus is there. Like mine and Danny's, our focus is on the words that Lawrence is speaking and the words that Sangha is speaking. And it's not because maybe all these other ministries are doing anything wrong, but if God wanted me to be fed with them other ministries or with these other people, He would have directed me to them very clearly. So where God needs us to be fed, where God needs us to hear that word directly from Him, is where He wants us to be fed, is where He wants us to get that from. And for us here on this Zoom, obviously it's Lawrence and Kim. And Lawrence says it all the time, you know, it's not because he's anything or not because he's better than any of us. We've all got the same spirit. But it's the way in which God uses His function. His function in how to teach and how to lift up the church and how to encourage and build up. And so when I made that dedicated decision to focus here in Bristol, to focus with Lawrence and Kim and what they were sharing, made the dedicated decision not to listen to anyone else, not to listen to any other classes, but to go directly to God. And every time I hear something from Lawrence or Kim or anything on this Zoom fellowship, because we should all be like-minded, we should all be saying similar, like preaching similar things, teaching similar things, because God is having His word spoken out throughout all of us. And He's meeting the needs of individual people in all of your lives, where you are set up in your country and in your town and in your area. And but what God needs us to do is to be humble to Him, really connect where He wants us to be connect, and be focused. Be focused on what God is speaking to us today. You know, like Danny shared it, men shall not live by bread alone, that fresh bread, you know, food bread, but by every word that's proceeding, a continuation out of God's mouth. Today, God didn't stop speaking to the church when He wrote Acts, or He wrote Galatians, or He wrote Moses, or Exodus. He didn't stop speaking then, and He's not stopping to speak now. He is using us all, both to willing to do of His good pleasure. He's speaking through us all directly. And our words are spirit and life. And our words hold ultimate power. But what are we speaking? Are we speaking death over a situation, or are we speaking life over a situation? Yes, our situations or the scenarios might look different from what we're seeing, but the truth is we are healed. The truth is we are prosperous. The truth is we can raise the dead. We can heal the sick. We can cleanse the lepers. Devil spirits do have to flee. That's the truth. Anything else is contrary to that is a lie, because it doesn't come from our Heavenly Father, and our Heavenly Father is truth. He is life. You know, He is the Father of life, the Father of truth. And when we're really connected and we're focused on the one true living God, when we're really focused and we're energized and we're walking by that Spirit, and we're not listening to the traditions of men or other people's doctrine, we're just listening to what that Spirit is directing us to do, and we follow through on that, sometimes it might seem, well, why is God telling me to do that? Or, oh, I don't know if I can do that. You know, there was a testimony the other day, I don't know if you heard, that God directed my heart to buy a bracelet for Lawrence. Like, and it wasn't that it was for Lawrence, God directly spoke to my heart and told me, that is not a gift from you, that is a gift from me. God spoke that directly into my heart, and I didn't challenge with it one bit. I didn't think, well, that's just my flesh, I'm just doing this because this is my father-in-law. No, I listened to the instruction of God. And when I followed through on that, I seen the result. I seen the testimony. I seen the greatness of God's glory. And sometimes we don't understand why God is telling us to do something sometimes. But the act is when we put it into practice, when we do it. If we don't understand, and if we feel like God's telling us to do something and it's not of Him, He'll cover it. I believe He'll cover it anyway, because it's the act within our heart. But if we don't do it, then we have the chance to miss out. Because God is always speaking, He is always leading, He is always directing our steps. And when we're on the right path and we're listening to Him, we do see great signs, miracles and wonders. We see testimonies, we see laborers, we see people who are in dire death, destructions of lives, come into life, and a life that is more abundant. And we have the power to be that witness unto all men. Danny was talking about Judea and Samaria. Like, we're the men now here in Bristol, in England, in Norway, in America, Colorado, Myrtle Beach, in France, you know, all over, you know, Eugene, all of these places all over the world. God is having us to be His witnesses here today. And we are living our best life, guys. You know, it is not of God for us to be in poverty. It's not of God for us to be in sickness. It's not of God for us to be upset and angry and in strife. It's not of God for us to be backbiting or talking about people. It's of God for us to be walking in love, to be healed because we're healed by the stripes of Jesus, to be prosperous because Jesus become poor so that we can become rich. It's God's will for us to be all of this, seated on His right hand side in glory, you know, not just waiting for us to go to heaven, but us to manifest heaven here on earth and live this life triumphantly with all power and glory that He's given to us, like He gives to Jesus Christ. And I'm just a living witness of the glory and power of our God. I am a true witness of God going to work in one human being's life. You know, He took me from the pit and He brought me to the palace. He took me from fear, anxiety, worry, to bringing me to a life that is abundant. I'm always joyful, I'm always excited. And yeah, situations come up. And yeah, situations that I don't really like sometimes arise. But what am I? Who am I in that situation? I am as Christ is. I am seated on the right hand side of God, so them situations do not bother me. Sickness, disease, bad word, nothing can affect me. Nothing can affect me. The daggers may come, but guess what? I've got a good shield and I've got a great helmet and I've got a great breastplate. Because I am strong in God. I make the decision every day. Not for God to help me to be strong in Him. No, I make the decision that I am strong in God. And the devil knows that I am strong in God. So he knows that there's nothing or nobody that can do anything to affect me in my walk with God. Because I know who I am. And you all know who you are. So don't let nothing distract you from what God is directing in your heart. Don't let nothing or nobody pull you to the left or to the right. If God is putting something in your heart to do, do it. Do it with great joy. When God encourages you to honor God, if He tells you to do it more, do it. You'll see the blessings from it. If God tells you to go and speak to somebody, speak to them. If God tells you to be quiet, be quiet. But hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God, because He will truly direct your steps. We don't have to do it on our own. We're not here to do it on our own. Jesus Christ accomplished everything so that we're not on our own. We are seated in the right-hand side of our God with all glory, and our God is always with us and for us. And if He's with us and for us, nothing or nobody can ever be against us. So rejoice in this day, guys. Be blessed in this day. Be excited. Be happy. And know that your God is with you. And I am just so excited every day to be a living witness and testimony of our God. So I love you all. So God bless you all. Mwah.